saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Welcome back to Jump Scare. I'm Betty.
And I'm Shad.
And we just watched Crawl.
Yes.
The state of Florida has issued a Category 5 hurricane warning. All residents must evacuate immediately. Grab your families, your loved ones, and get out.
Dad!
We won't be able to come for you.
Dad!
Pipes.
Where's their sensors?
I can distract them for you.
You got this!
You need to go now.
I'm not leaving you here!
So many things we have to say. First of all, we have to clarify some things because we do live in Florida and have experienced many a hurricane. Big ones too. I lived through Hurricane Andrew. That was my first hurricane. So it was like, hey, you move from New York and surprise, here's a terrifying fucking hurricane. And Shad has gone through some hurricanes himself.
Yeah, when I first moved here I moved here in 2002, and then 2004 was the year of the mini hurricanes, the summer of like Charlie and all of them that came through like three or four back to back. So yeah, I've been through a few.
Well, let's just move this. This is just clear, like the smoke or the rain. Can you clear rain? I don't know. We're going to clear something up. This film has been criticized a lot before it even came out for the trailer because it showed the characters in what it looked like to be a basement. But it is not a basement, folks. It is a crawl space. Hence the name of the movie, Crawl.
It's a good sized crawl space. It's a little bigger than most, but it's not insane. It's maybe about 4 feet, where most of them are about 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's a pretty big crawl space. I'm just gonna say I'm just gonna live down there and just pay maybe like $20 of rent because it was pretty spacious, I have to say.
The only thing that I questioned about was I've never seen any house that had a large enough drain pipe at the bottom of it for an alligator that big to swim through. I'm kind of curious about what house has a drain in the crawl space that's that big.
No house has a drain in the crawl space like that.
Because you don't want the crawl space to flood. I mean, maybe like some small. it had like lattice work where if it had flooded, the water would have all come in anyhow. I didn't really understand that. Most people don't want water and shit in the crawl space.
Yeah, there's also, there are no levees in Florida, so we don't have any levees. We don't also have big ass alligators. I mean, okay, you probably saw that picture of the alligator like broke into the lady's house. They get big, but not as big as the ones in the movie.
Well, to be fair, there were some small ones running around too. There was a whole herd of alligators at one point.
Yeah, there were even xenomorph ones, yeah, but we'll get to that.
The other thing is that the police do not come to help you once the winds hit 40 miles an hour. You're on your own. Police, fire, ambulance do not come out once the winds hit 40 miles an hour. You're just shit out of luck if you need help.
Yeah, we're just going to name all the shit that's not real in the movie just so there isn't any false ideas or conversations about, you know, oh, you know, this is terrifying because this is happening in Florida. This is not happening, nor has it ever happened in Florida.
Also, helicopters, I'm pretty sure, cannot fly in hurricane force winds.
No, not a hurricane 5. Definitely not. There's no hurricanes. There's no helicopters going through a hurricane 5. Category 5,
yeah. No, not even a category 1. Those things are hard to keep in the air as it is, much less during a hurricane.
Especially the one that they use, which looked like a little mini drone. For a second, from a distance, I was like, what? Is that a drone? What is that?
Well, that would have made more sense, to be quite honest.
Yeah, that would have made sense if they would have sent a drone in.
So, basically, in terms of accuracy about the weather and the alligators, the movie is way off.
And I'm going to throw out my little opinion on why that might be, because it was fucking filmed in Serbia.
Yeah.
That's why, because the Florida legislature. There you go. That's the word that I'm looking for. Tongue-tied. They do not want to move forward or just totally do not want any films filmed in Florida. So that's why that occurred. And they had to go all the way to Serbia to get this done. Also, there's a lot of inaccuracy with all the wood that was in the house. There is just too much wood. They're not building homes made out of wood because then they would just fly away. The father, you would think he would, you know, have a better understanding of that because he's a fucking contractor. But he did not. He did not have any understanding of it. So also that was also unrealistic. But there was also the other thing that was also unrealistic was Floridians. Yeah, we're stubborn and we just stay in our house. We don't leave because, you know, we have a lot of bullshit in our house. We, you know, want all of our hoarding supplies, all of our bullshit, water that we spend $4,000 on and getting, and batteries. Yeah. We don't want to leave that behind.
I thought there would have been more people around there because it's pretty, this neighborhood was in the path of the last hurricane that came through in 16. And I don't think anybody left. Everybody just battened down the hatches and rode it out.
We sure did.
They just don't care. Florida man don't care.
And the one thing that was actually very accurate was there was actually a Florida man. Actually, two Florida men and a Florida woman.
Yes. You knew she was definitely the Florida woman because she was a white girl with dreadlocks.
You said that. I didn't. Yes. And they were robbing the convenience store out of the ATM. And
literally loading the ATM onto their boat.
Onto their wooden, riggedy-ass fucking boat. And it was one of my favorite scenes in the whole film. The film is a good movie to fucking see. You know, you just want to watch a stupid summer film. Try not to go in there, you know, too serious. It's hilarious. The movie was really funny because it was just so ridiculous.
And there, if you want to hit something where there's a lot of good, like, jump scares, there are a lot of good ones in this. A lot of ones you didn't see coming, you know, and there's not a lot of the, like, what I call the fake ones where it's like, oh, it was just the cat. No, these are all things that are pretty good jump scares.
Yeah, there were some expected ones and some unexpected ones. I actually was jotting down how many jump scares there were in the film, and after I got to like 8, I kind of just stopped because I was like, okay, this whole movie is a jump scare.
But yeah, and for those who don't know, the movie, just since we talked all the other stuff, we should give a brief rundown. It's a college student goes home to check on her dad just as the hurricane starting to hit. She finds him in the crawl space of the house, knocked out after he's been attacked by an alligator. And then they're trapped in the crawl space with the alligator, and they're trying to get out from the crawl space, the house, and get the hell out of there before the hurricane wipes them out or the alligators eat them.
And it starts there. It's kind of dry down there in the crawl space. It's muddy and stuff, but the water actually hasn't completely eroded that part of the house. It hasn't come in and broken in until later on in the film.
Yeah, as the hurricane is getting worse, then the water goes through and gets worse.
Yeah, and I mean, of course it was going to... I mean, with that drain that they had in there, I'm surprised that there was no water in there to begin with.
Yeah, you'd think he would have known that if he knew that drain was in there. I think, first of all, I would have had stainless steel bars down over that drain so that nothing could come in.
Yeah, there were all kinds of gems down in the crawl space. There was a dead possum in a trap.
Yeah, see, I don't know why you would put the trap for the possum inside the house. I would have put that outside the house. And why wouldn't you check the trap and get the possum corpse out? Like, are you poisoning him? What are you doing?
Well, he kind of wasn't living there. He was kind of living in the condo because the house was in escrow, but then it didn't fall through. Bliggity blah blah.
But still, I don't think I would put the trap down there if I wasn't able to go check it.
Well, no, it's going to smell. There was shit down there, so that, I mean, you know, there's going to be shit. There was the, probably the most horrifying scenes for me was when the baby spiders, like, she, like, hit a fucking spider, baby spider nest or something. And
it was like a bunch of daddy long legs just poured all over her face.
Yeah, it was straight out of Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. It was disgusting.
It was Kingdom of the Spiders up in there.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is the scariest part of the film.
Yeah, just the general creepiness of the crawl space where she's having to crawl through. The rats are running by. There's a rotting possum corpse in a cage. There's shit she's crawling through. That was scarier than the alligators.
Yeah, they were scarier than the alligators. The alligators were super intelligent. In any film, you know, there's going to be some points that they're going to make just so, you know, later on, it's like going to explain how this came to be. Oh, our new co-host, Tabby, yes, has joined us. Say hello, Tabby. And the daughter, she's a swimmer in school on scholarship.
Convenient.
So that's going to, you know, obviously help her later on. The dad, you know, works in construction, so his tools are going to, you know, be very useful at several points in the film. What was the other bullshit thing that they had to...
They made it a point of showing the swing set outside banging around, so you knew that was going to come into it later.
Yeah, there were a lot of little hints of...
A little foreshadowing going on.
A lot of foreshadowing going on.
And now this scene is in the trailer, but I have to say, but spoiler alert just in case you haven't seen the trailer or anything... I think one of my favorite scenes in the movie is when she finds the cop's gun. Is taking the safety off of it, and the alligator goes and bites a hold of her hand holding the gun, and she just empties the gun down the alligator's throat.
Yeah, she empties that clip real fast in there. It was a pretty awesome moment, because you've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen that in a movie before, where they bite onto their hand and they just shoot them down the throat. You know, that was pretty cool.
But, please... PSA moment. Please do not shoot alligators in the mouth. And also...
Unless you are being attacked by one.
Also, do not shoot guns into the hurricane, because that was a joke, because that was some stupid shit that Floridians would do.
Yeah,
they have done.
They made a joke of, it's a stand your ground state, folks, but don't stand your ground against the hurricane.
One of my favorite lines was... it was like... I'm the apex predator now, or some shit like that. Oh, yeah. My goodness. It was just so corny. There were some one-liners in the film. Yeah, how can we give anything away? I think they just gave everything away in the fucking trailer.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few surprises left in the movie, but most of what you're, you know, you don't see a... There's not, maybe they're not, because the trailer does show quite a bit of it. But it's still, you know, like you said, it's a fun movie. Just go in and just... you know, don't, if you're not from Florida, you probably don't think about all this. You probably just go, oh, okay, that's probably how it is down there with the hurricanes.
Yeah, it is not that way. Please do not think it is this way in the hurricanes. The only truth was the Florida people
and as
doing
our,
stupid shit.
As our friend Amanda that saw it with us pointed out, where was the wind?
Yeah, there was no wind.
There was no wind in this hurricane. There was a lot of rain, a lot of water rising up, but there was zero wind.
It was a windless hurricane. And then once the eye hit over them, where that's like the, you know, quiet part of the storm, but also the most deadly part, nothing happened.
Yeah, and it only lasted like 30 seconds. All the hurricanes I've been in, the eye lasts 45 minutes or longer.
Yeah, so. And it also didn't have the authentic, like, howling or the crying, like, woman, like, crying for her, like, La Llorona wasn't, you know, there's a specific sound that a hurricane makes, and I guess it sounds different to certain people. For me, the first time I heard it, I thought it was, like, a woman, like, crying, like a, like a weird howling kind of noise.
Yeah, if you've never been through one, it's hard to explain. It's kind of, you know, it used to, you know, you go through big storms and stuff. I've been through, like when I lived in Missouri, tornadoes would come and all that, but they were gone and just a little bit of nothing. But when you're in the hurricane, it's the wind and rain are constant for days, you know, and it's just, it's crazy that it just goes on nonstop. It's like listening to the hurricanes or weather sounds on your phone or something for just 3 days straight.
The kills are pretty good, though. Oh, yeah. They were entertaining. I mean, you know, sad, boohoo, because people died, but they were pretty good.
There are some pretty good kills in the movie, especially one that was like, oh my god, that one was just amazing. You get to see a guy just literally ripped to pieces by alligators.
Yeah, there was a savage, super savage alligator moment.
Yeah. Which is another thing. They usually don't hunt in packs like that.
No, they don't. There was a lot of inaccuracies with the behaviors of the alligator. But nevertheless, it is a movie.
But so, then again, maybe they might. Because there was the sign she passed that said, like, alligator farm. Maybe these are all the alligators from the farm that are used to chilling out together, putting on stunt shows and doing all that kind of bullshit like they do with them. And they were like, we're out of here now. Let's just go do our thing somewhere else.
They're definitely from the farm. This wasn't a alligator NATO situation. Even though at one point I was expecting to see Shark NATO.
How funny would it have been if the helicopter pilot that was coming at one point would have been the guy from Shark NATO?
I thought that when the helicopter came, it was actually going to be an alligator in there.
He's driving, he's tired of the hurricane. He's like, ha ha, no one expects me this way. End of movie.
Movie ends, that's it. So thanks so much for joining us in our little snack of an episode covering the film that came out this weekend, Crawl.
I would definitely recommend it. Go to the theaters and see it. It's a lot of fun. The whole theater was laughing, cheering, clapping. It was a good showing.
I give it 2.5 knives.
Yeah, I'll go 3 just for entertainment value.
Okay.
And
stay tuned to the horror, guys. Thanks.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.